right. This is WRAR-LP 97.3 FM. Independent Radio. We're giving chase. Chasing Mr. Adams. I'm out of here. She's brought some music for us to play this evening, so or this morning. Gah! It is. It's either very, very early or very, very late, depending on your point of view. Or very hopeless, which is what I'm feeling right now. You can check us out at WRAR.org. I'm going to be setting up the playlist as well as the Ustream. The Ustream is up now. You can go to Ustream right now. I'm right there. Robin Stratus is going to come in here. And he just shows his hands because he's a good mind. Hey, we have the River City Roller Girls coming in here in a little while. A little while being an hour and a half. So, again, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think Orangina is going to be here. You will be. Okay, so we're going to play this out right here. And then we're going to listen to some Ruby Waddell. Probably some good incantation for this Friday evil. So you'll be prepared for that with some pretty evil sounding music. So stay tuned. And what do you have coming up? All Pairs is going to be in there?
Future Islands.
Excellent.
And a recent favorite of mine, Lux and his Punks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They played up in wherever.
They have some in Backrack a few weeks ago. Boop, boop. I was introduced then.
All right. We're going to throw that one out to the Goldens, too. If that happens, so. All right. WRAR, Friday Breakfast Blend.
Thank you. crossing Highway 5 in Oakland burning now. One day I met you, you were naked. That was how you left me. I'm not leaving. I still want you, put your faith in me. Burn yourself.
gonna read, we're gonna creep and walk the night. Alright, alright, look out now. Creeper got mad and angry eyes. One look from her can paralyze. Resist at any time and place. Creeper does slap right across your face. Look out. Take care.
You got me.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi there. All right, what was that?
That last one there was a track called Space Time by Gardens and Villa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And when did that come out? Do you know?
Within the past year.
Okay,
I don't know
cool.
if it was 2012 or 2011. But.
Excellent. Before that, we heard some crazy Thai funk. And that was actually, they titled that song, The Circle of Karma by Casa TNT. But it really is, if you were listening and you have any sense of popular culture music, that was really a Pink Floyd cover, Another Brick in the Wall. I'm going to throw that one to Mr. Atavist because I know he's a big Wall fan.
That's a great rendition.
Yeah, it's a great rendition, and right down to the guitar solo. And then before that was, what did you play though?
We played the phenomenal Hand Clap Band featuring Peaches.
Ooh.
With Walk the Night.
Of Peaches and Herb?
Not Peaches of Herb. Just kidding. Peaches and Herb.
Okay. And then, let's see, before that was Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did we play that far ago? We haven't talked since the beginning, have we?
Nope. Happy to see you all again.
Magic. You could see them, really?
I can see them.
That's pretty rad. Oh, yeah, because we're right here on the Ustream. Hey, what's up? Anyway, yeah, before that was Fashion Party, Neon Judgment, and then we heard Ruby Waddell doing 6 Feet Down, and then we started with the Westworld soundtrack and the Chase music. You ever see that movie?
I haven't. I don't watch a lot of movies, though.
Oh, you don't? Well, you'd probably be bored and fall asleep by this one, some cheesy 70s movie. Actually, it's directed by Michael Crichton, if you know who that is.
Still know.
He wrote a book.
Oh.
He wrote many
yes.
books,
okay.
actually.
Books I know.
Books. He wrote, like, Jurassic Park and Sphere and, yeah, that one.
I'm just really bad at watching movies.
That's okay. I mean, that's cool. Because you like music.
I do like music.
She's discussing a possible show that she's going to be doing, and we're not going to reveal it yet because we want some like cheesy station taking over the idea, and then like me and all like, look at this. This is our idea, and it's not
stolen.
Okay, hey, it's just on me right now. I'm going to do this. Hey, there you are. Hey, what's up? Okay, we're going to play some more music. Obviously, oh, we should read a PSA. Let me see one of those.
We should.
Yeah, you want to do it, or I'll let you do it.
Well, I'd really like to tell you guys about something important that
please
we
do.
Came across.
I wish you would.
Did you know that in the 1950s, it was common for people to keep chicken in their backyards? Did you know that eggs from backyard chickens are nutritionally superior and safer than supermarket eggs? Backyard hens, excuse me, make good neighbors too, but current zoning laws in the Richmond area restrict access to this healthy food source. Cities like New York and Charlottesville allow hens inside the city limits. You can learn more about efforts to bring chickens back home to Richmond by emailing chickuns, that's C-H-I-C-K, unz.rva@gmail.com.
You know what would been really great if you would have put, if you give a block, bring chickens home, bring the chickens home.
I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay, I did that. I went there. Okay, this is WRAR 97.3, this Friday Breakfast Blend. You can check us out on WRAR.org, and you can see the playlist as we post it. We are so random, it's not even funny. Well, it is kind of funny, actually. And so let's go some krautrock here. Let's do a little bit of This Morning by Hila. And it's a little hippied out, but it's still a lot of fun here at WRIR.
This morning I woke up This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
Was ist los mit dir, mein Schatz? Aha. Geht es immer nur bergab? Aha. Geht nur das, was du verstehst? Aha. This is what you got to know. Loved you though it didn't show. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. 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 Da, da, da.
Mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst dich nicht.
Da, da, da.
That was Senor Coconut. And
not Senior.
Not Senior Coconut. That's his dad. And the song Da 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 from the Around the World CD came out 2008. And then before that, we heard, what did we hear?
Michael Dracula,
which is a really interesting band. They actually have a video, too, for that song, What Can I Do For You? And that's from a Z record story. 1979 to 2009, I think. 30 years. Is that 30 years? I have no idea. Okay, thank you. I don't know. Okay. Either way. And then what do we hear? What was that?
Before that was Hunks and His Punks with Can We Get Together.
Hunks and His Punks.
Love it.
Yeah. You were telling me about this show. What was he doing?
So I saw him a few weeks ago at Mac Rock. Lead singer Seth Bogart was getting a little wild at the end of the night, telling the whole crowd he was going to steal their boyfriends. And I believe he would. Yeah.
He was like grabbing their heads and putting them in his crotch.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Nothing makes a good show like a little crotch
head
dive,
grabbing.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. And then let's see. Oh, then we heard Gila and This Morning. So we started long ago. Oh, wait. Taxi Girl was
Don't
in there.
Taxi Girl.
And I'm not going to pronounce the Souvenir song.
V2 and something French.
Yeah, there you go. V2, something French. I like to call it Freedom. All right, this is Friday Breakfast Blend. You're listening to, I'm Phil D. I'm here every Friday, and we have guest DJ Jamie in here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, she's happy to be here. You could tell. She's like made coffee and everything. It's really rad. In the second hour, River City Roller Girls is going to be coming in. So stay tuned for that. We're Ustreaming, so you can go to Ustream. You can look up Phil Friday and you can see the show right there if you're at home alone. You want to have some fun.
You want to hang out with us.
You want to hang out. We're here. And we also brought a wig, so stay tuned for that. And I'm not talking the political party. Because that political party's long gone. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. So what do we got next? Future Islands?
Future Islands,
and yes. What you were telling me something about, they sound like they wouldn't look... Go ahead.
Well, I was just explaining...
yeah, no, you need to do this now.
I've recently seen them, well, not recently, but in the past few months, twice, and I think they're one of those bands that their aesthetics don't match up with their sound, which really doesn't matter, but yeah. It's interesting to see them live. He's got a great live show. So if you ever have a chance to see Future Islands...
Recommended.
Recommended.
By DJ Jamie.
And, I don't know, turn it up. Just turn it up.
Okay, let's hit it. Boop.
inhabited house of music. Yo, this haunted half of hearts, we dance around like we don't care, when we all know they will watch. This excellent group of wastoids, this lovable group of chumps, we dress to kill and kill to know what next week we'll call fun. This happening house of mirrors, yo, this haunted half of hearts, we dance around like we don't care, when we all know they will watch. This excellent group of wastoids, well, this lovable group of chumps, we dress to kill and kill to know what next week we'll call fun. We dress to kill and kill to know what next week we'll call fun. We dress to kill and kill to know what next week we'll call fun.
Oh, wait.
I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights.
You can't hear what you're
saying. I like traffic lights, but only when they're green.
This is WRAR.
He likes traffic
LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And this Friday Breakfast Blend, I'm Phil, and over here is...
Hi,
Jamie. How you doing?
I'm good.
It's the coffee. It's that cheap coffee. I'm doing all right. We both had lozenges this morning, so that's helping our throats. So we don't sound like boys.
It's okay if you do.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I hope you do.
Okay, good. Yeah, I guess that is good. So I got to... Okay, anyway. All right, you have something to read for us here?
I do. Okay. Broadcast of WRIR is underwritten by Style Weekly's new Shadrock Music Festival, presented by Star Hill. Shadrock Music Festival is an all-day concert event Saturday, April 28th, on Browns Island, featuring performances by De La Soul, Yola Tango, Dum Dum Girls, Shabazz Palaces, Keypone, Photosynthesizers, and more. A portion of proceeds will benefit SPARC, the School of the Performing Arts in the Richmond community. Find out more at shadrockmusicfest.com.
Awesome. Shabazz Palaces, man.
Should be good.
They were, that's the guy from Digital Underground. No, Digital Underground, Diggable Planets.
I'm giving him the I don't know look.
Fair enough. I'm going to show that to you. Whoo! Somebody went tinkle over there. I don't know what that was. All right, you're listening to Monty Python in the background. We're going to rock it out. We're going to start with some Cold Cave from their last album, Cherish the Light Years, and this is The Great Pond is Dead.
Tell me when the
bring me dry. Baby, do you think I'm mean it? With my moans inside, said you better do what you told. Said you better, but you're scared why? Said oh.
All right.
Good morning.
Hey, what was that?
That was Family Tree by Black Lips.
Whoa. Let's see if you can hear yourself there. We're going to do that because we are on. Actually, we're here with the River City Roller Girl.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Orangina. What's up, Orangina?
It's morning. It's a beautiful day.
Why don't you wait for the camera on Ustream, see if anybody can see you. Hey
Disheveled.
There.
Disheveled. Good morning.
That's Orangina hair right there. No kidding.
It's Orangina. It's orange.
It's orange.
You can see me coming a block away.
Wait a second.
Hey.
So you got an event this weekend, I bet you.
Are you just going to move that? I bet you. We're going to go play some roller derby down at the convention center, 3rd and Marshall. Saturday, tomorrow, 28th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's Saturday.
And what's the bout called?
Birthday Bash'em, because we just had our 7th birthday.
Yay! Hey, WRER had its 7th as well. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I think we're on the same cycle.
It happens when you hang out together.
You know, great things in Richmond start alike. So 7th birthday, that's great.
Yes.
So what time does it start? 6?
Doors open at 5. First bout is at 6. And that's the Pose Punishers versus the CT Roller Girls from Connecticut.
Word. It's a doubleheader?
Doubleheader. That's how we roll lately.
I know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And then the orange team.
Are you on the orange team?
Absolutely.
I would hope so, because it'd be some kind of weird color coordination.
It gets quite confusing when they're calling out orange 72, and I'm like, but I'm orange 68. You got my number wrong. They're calling
orange.
Wrong. Not me.
So who's the second? What's the second bout?
It's the Uncivil Warriors versus the Salisbury Roller Girls from Maryland.
Excellent.
Yes.
That sounds like you guys play. First one's from Boston, Baltimore, is that what you said?
Connecticut.
And second one's from just up Maryland the way.
Just up the way. It's a couple hours.
How many is in a league, or like the league, would you say? Is it East Coast League? Is that right?
Oh, you mean the region.
Region, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh.
I have a pink wig on, by the way, so I can't really think very well.
Did you show them?
I'm trying to.
See, here, I can't see. Stand up tall. Can I carry this thing around?
Yeah, you can. You can carry it around.
Hello.
That's true.
I'm a rock star now that we got the webcam going.
Rock star.
It's all wrong. I have absolutely no idea. I believe there are 24 leagues in the East Coast region that compete for WFTDA.
Right.
To go on to nationals. And that's including like Gotham out of New York.
Is Batman playing on that league or Batgirl?
Who's Batgirl?
Gotham.
Oh, that Batgirl. Oh, the real Batgirl.
Sorry.
You know. Susie Hot Rod plays on that league.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She's good.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. They're an amazing team.
So who was you all's biggest competitor, would you say? Like the toughest team for you guys to play against?
It's hard to say because we do travel so far and mix it up so much. You never know quite what you're getting. And sometimes a team will change drastically. We'll play them 2 years ago, and now we play them now, and they're a completely different team.
What?
So, that's awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of growth and development in roller derby.
I was trying to think of a good question to ask you.
That's a wonderful idea.
I know. Usually, I mean, different from what I usually do, which is wear pink wigs. And but I think what I wanted to ask you is, what was the wildest River City Roller Girl moment you've ever had, on or off the track?
I'm gonna pass on that question.
That was lame. Why?
Whatever. I'm passing. I can't on the fly.
How about on the track?
I'm on the fly.
How about on the track? Do you have a really good moment on the track when you're like, victory is mine?
Well, 2 months ago when we played that bout and Warriors were, I mean, we were neck and neck and neck the entire way, back and forth, 1 point, 2 point, 3 points difference the whole time. And then that last jam, power jam, I was not the jammer. I was the pivot. So I was controlling the pack.
Nice.
And there's actually video of that. So I get to relive it over and over again.
Do you put it on like a widescreen and go, oh, that's me?
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, see?
Will you come over and watch it with me, Phil?
Absolutely, Orangina.
I mean, Pink Gina.
Pink Gina because of my hair.
Oh!
Hey! Let's see. Is there going to be some? You guys are a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit.
So who are you going to go? What's some benefits? Save the brain.
Yep, kill the vein, save the brain.
Right,
which is always on our docket since that's one of our derby girls. We're trying to get her well.
She doing all right?
She's doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, she's pirate killings.
Uh-huh.
She's a good girl.
She came on here one time, I remember.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is.
She's young.
Yeah.
I miss having her on the track, though, because she was super fast.
So she go there for, like, coaching and stuff and helping out, or, like, just team member? Okay.
She tries to do what she can
to support
the league.
All right, so kill
the baby. And then Feed More is our big charity for the year.
And what's Feed More?
We need Lenore here to talk about that.
Okay.
It's part of Meals on Wheels.
Oh, okay. So it's a meals, yeah, okay, great.
They've combined a bunch of these organizations, uh-huh. and that's to get to feed more.
Excellent.
The idea.
So it's feeding the hungry.
Absolutely.
That is a good cause.
It's hard to be hungry.
It sucks being hungry. I'll tell you what. Oh, my God, I don't even have any music lined up. Oh, I do. I tell you what, are you giving away any tickets or anything this time?
Give away a pair of tickets to the bout tomorrow.
Do you? So
at the convention center, 3rd and Marshall.
Jeez. You.
You've trained me well.
You're. okay, so first person to call gets a pair of tickets. We'll call, right?
Exactly. You just come down and your name will be there. And
so you can talk to Orangina. She's really fun to talk to on the telephone. Believe me, I know. And you could call first person to call. Did you just snort? 649-9737. 649-9737. Talk to Orangina, get some tickets, go check out the bout. 6499737. This is Mega Babe, and this one's dedicated to you. Both of you, actually. Here you go.
Big Japanese, all die. Big Japanese, big Japanese, all die.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Hey, so I want to give a shout out to Stu, who just got 2 tickets.
Congrats, Stu. Way to go,
way
man.
To go.
Way to pick up the phone and dial. And way to listen. That's cool, too.
We love listening.
Listeners are good.
We're not doing so well with the watching at the minute.
Yeah, I'm working on that. That's the thing about like netbooks and stuff, is they're kind of like sometimes. You know
sometimes
what I mean?
They're fine. They're awfully little.
Yeah. But it's got a lot of power.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So congratulations, Stu.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah. On the track. So you're flat track.
We're flat track.
Tiny book, flat track.
Nothing wrong with a flat track.
Segway.
Lie down on it.
So are there any like curved tracks around?
That would be a banked track.
Okay, are there any teams that do that?
The closest banked track is in Atlanta, and there's one in North Florida, Texas.
Are you guys qualified for that?
I would love to skate a banked track. Yeah. Not I wish Racy were here because she could speak to that. Mm-hmm. She skated down in Texas on their banked track and said it was a very different experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. But you guys, like, if you were to go to Atlanta or something and play there, you would do that? Or do
no.
you have to have a special, like, is it a different team kind of thing?
It's totally a different team, okay. Different league. It's not the WFTDA. So
nice.
It'd be unsanctioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was
but
just
we could go do it just for funsies.
Yeah, for funsies. I like funsies.
I know you do.
I know
That's
you know
why
that I know
said
that
it.
You do.
All right.
You have a question for Jamie?
I did, but I forgot it.
No, you were going to compliment her on something she did for you.
Oh, Jamie, that's not a question. That's not the way to lead me in. I have to say that I walked in here, and the first thing that hit me was the fabulous aroma of Jamie's coffee. Mm. It was
yes.
exactly what I needed.
Yeah, I could tell.
And there was milk in the fridge.
Was there?
And it wasn't spoiled.
It wasn't cottage cheese or anything
I smelled
yet.
It first.
It would have been fun if it was.
Oh! Like,
Well, I actually have a question for you.
Excellent.
Phil spoke kindly about your successes and your victories, but I'm kind of interested in your spills. I want to know the worst accident you have had on the track.
Oh, personally, during a practice, and this had to have been 4 or 5 years ago, it was just a practice, and we were just scrimmaging, and I was done. I had skated actually off the track, and Dweezy came up, and I was standing up straight up, and she just nailed me. It was a beautiful, beautiful hit and completely took me out. I was not looking. I was not expecting it, and I didn't play for 8 months after that.
Did it take the wind out of you? I mean, it took a lot out of you, then, obviously.
It took everything out of me.
Did you hurt something?
I did. I hurt my baby knee.
Ooh.
It's all fine now.
Yeah. Now you is she still playing?
No, she's had a baby, and I haven't seen that woman in a while. My baby knee. There's a whole thing about the River City Roller Girls and having babies, and consistently, River City Roller Girls have baby girls.
Mm.
Future team members, perhaps?
Ding, ding. Junior league.
Yeah.
It's a dream of mine.
Junior league?
Yeah, I don't want to have to wait like
Do they have to
years.
Have like Nerf on or something to play?
That'd be so beautiful. What are those pool noodles? You cut the pool noodles up and put them on them.
Yes.
Yeah,
and they just have to walk like they're on skates really fast.
Yeah, no wheels.
No wheels. I like that idea. Make it happen.
Well, I think next time you hurt your knee, you've got something like that.
Yeah, there's a project.
No, next time.
No, next time now. Don't want to hurt your other knee.
No.
Again, it's what is the bout called? It's the birthday party.
Birthday Basham.
Mm. How many bouts have you been in, would you say?
Oh, gosh.
50?
Maybe 6 times. What's 6 times 5 is 30, maybe.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to between 30 and 45.
Are you still looking to recruit?
Always.
Yeah.
We actually are just starting a fresh meat cycle right now.
I'm sorry, a what?
Fresh
meat cycle. Okay.
Which is about 3 to 4 month training period. Everybody starts at the same time and goes through.
Like boot camp.
Exactly. Well, there is a boot camp prior. Mm. So you get one or two true boot camps.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or what we call boot camps. And then from there, you actually try out to be fresh meat.
Do you have to know how to skate?
It helps.
Otherwise, you're getting creamed.
I'd skated before when I started, but not. I was on my, I can't say that word, can I?
Bottom?
I can't say that word.
On your smooth bottom?
It's too many syllables for me.
Oh, I see. Okay, so let's just say you had a time of it.
Yeah, my first, I don't know, 3 weeks when I, you know, way back when, 2006.
Back in the day.
Oh, goodness. goodness. I know. You know, but we figured it out.
Cool.
I'd skated 20 years earlier.
But I skate on different. The wall. I just hang on for dear life and hope I don't hurt something.
I would love to see that.
No.
I would too.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's do it.
No. It's like
open skate Wednesday night.
Like, you know how the Titanic anniversary came around? It's kind of like that. And I don't need an iceberg to go down. Oh, wait. That's when you say that's what she said.
That's what she said. Okay.
Okay, that's a tired joke.
Tired? That's why. It never gets old. I mean, it's already old. It starts off old and then it just stays.
Do you have
there.
Another song for us?
No.
Okay.
No, we have some au pairs, and what is it? It's obvious.
It's obvious.
Because that, just like that joke.
It's obvious.
It's pretty obvious. Are we done? Do you want to talk some more?
I just asked if we had a song. Yes.
So, we do. You want to talk?
Absolutely. So River City Roller Girls tomorrow. Doors open at 5. First bout is at 6. Pose Punishers versus CT Roller Girls. And then at 8 o'clock, Uncivil Warriors versus Salisbury Roller Girls from Maryland.
You guys have a website?
Come on down. Yeah, rivercityrollergirls.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, all those places.
That's pretty awesome. You've been coming up here for like 4 or 5 years now, haven't
you? It's always fun.
It is. It's fun on a bun. Or fun on a flat track.
I love the flat track.
Yeah.
I love skating on the concrete. We're going to go skate on concrete tomorrow. We practice on the wood. Can I just say?
Yep. I'm not saying a word.
I'm done.
And are we're back.
And scene. All right, so au pairs right here. Thank you very much, Orangina, for coming. It's always great. Always a pleasure to see you. Wave to bye on the
bye
stream
bye.
There.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, have a good time. Yeah, good luck. May the farce be with you.
I'll see you there.
Okay.
This is the WRIR Community Calendar. I'm Gracie Golden. The Service Learning students of the VCU Food for Thought class invite Richmonders to join them at the William Byrd Community House Gymnasium at 224 South Cherry Street on Sunday, April 29th at 7:30 p.m. for the Playing for Change benefit concert. The event will include performances from the VCU Horn Choir, Katie Hoffman, and Parlor Shakedown. The concert will benefit the Bizung Playing for Change Foundation to create more stable local economies in economically challenged villages and neighborhoods throughout the world. For more information, search for the Playing for Change Benefit Concert event page on Facebook or email tracyjk@vcu.edu. Little Black Dress, a play about the true story of a young woman who committed suicide in college, will be presented May 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Maudlin Center for Arts Camp Concert Hall. The play will be followed by a panel discussion. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 804-727-8424. Gallery 2-3 presents Emerging Printmakers, a juried show of local graduate and undergraduate work in traditional printmaking. An opening reception will take place on Friday, May 4th, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. The show runs through May 25th. If you miss the reception, stop by during the shop hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Main Art Gallery is pleased to announce their upcoming show, Improvisations, New Photographic Work by Jeremy Witt. The show will be open for viewing from May 4th through the 25th, with an opening reception on Friday, May 4th, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. The recreated 1611 Colonial Church and Meeting Hall at Henricus Historical Park will open on Monday, May 7th, at 11 a.m. Donors will be acknowledged and architectural renderings will be unveiled, along with recognition of Thomas K. McLaughlin, Jr., Honorary Town Architect. Lunch will be served after the ceremony. The Whole Truth Museum opening show will take place on May 4th from 8 o'clock p.m. to midnight. The Whole Truth Museum foregrounds alternative perspectives on the lived experiences of Richmond throughout history and to the present. The museum seeks to gather relics and reflections on Richmond that can represent a diverse account of the city. All work in the opening show was made and curated by young artists, working to express what it means to be an artist, female-bodied, and a Richmonder. The gallery itself is a converted fan house. On Saturday, April 28th, Woofstock returns to Monument Avenue. Woofstock is Richmond Animal League's pet-friendly spring festival featuring live music, food, drinks, activities for kids and pets, and lots of adoptable animals. The day's events will start off with the Strut Your Mutt Walk at 9:30 a.m. and end at 2 o'clock p.m. after a parade of adoptable pets. All donations benefit the Richmond Animal League. For more information, email sarah@arl.org. This WRIR Community Calendar was produced by Gracie Golden. To view these events, go to www.wrir.org and click on Shows, then Community Calendar. Send your future events to wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
What was that?
You should take a screenshot.
Screenshot?
Screenshot us.
Yeah, what's up, miss?
What's up?
Hey. That was Peg Boy from the Three Chord Monty EP. Actually, members of Naked Ray Gun, if you're familiar with them. And Through My Fingers. Great little album there. Great little album. It's a nice little album there.
Great little track.
It's a great little track. Hot track, hot track. This is WRAR Friday Breakfast Blend. And I'm Phil D. And over there is DJ Jamie. And she's got some stuff to read. We got some stuff to read. We got to do some house cleaning here.
Got a few things.
Yeah.
WRAR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, call them at 804-771-5715 or visit www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
Awesome. WRAR is being partially underwritten by Mekong Restaurant. Since 1995, Mekong Restaurant has been serving Vietnamese cuisine and a daunting selection of Belgian and fine American craft beer to Richmond diners. Located at 6004 West Broad Street, Mekong is open for lunch, dinner, and private events. More information is available at 804-288-8929 or online at mekongva.com.
I'm not sure if you're making me want to eat there in that voice, but...
Actually, that's my like movie trailer voice guy.
Oh, right.
I should totally do that.
You should.
I should get paid like thousands of dollars to do that.
I'm behind it.
He's on a mission from another place. Yeah.
Hey, drivers. Have you ever noticed that little lever to the left of your steering wheel and wondered what it does? Well, guess what? It's not just for decoration. Using your turn signal lets other drivers know what you're planning to do. It's not just the polite thing to do. It's the law. And it's a lot less trouble than sorting out a car crash. So when you get behind the wheel, don't drink and drive. Always fasten your seatbelt and always remember to use your turn signal.
Words of wisdom. All right. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock is Democracy Now! Rainbow Minute's going to be up in a few minutes as well. I guess we got a couple. We probably have two more tracks in us. Well, not actually physically in us.
Maybe.
But yeah, actually, we're gonna exude music here in a minute.
Seeping out our eyeballs. It's
seeping out of our eyeballs and our pores. It's what we do on Friday. So everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on Ustream. Peace. I guess we'll say goodbye, DJ Jamie. We'll be here one more time next week.
Yes, we'll see you.
You're welcome whenever you want to, because it's pretty fun hanging out with you.
Thanks, Phil. It's cool. Been great.
Awesome. All right, what are we gonna listen to?
We are gonna listen to Whole Wide World by Reckless Eric, one of my favorites.
Hit it. I'm
reached in Minnesota, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. In March 2012, a settlement was reached between the Anoka-Hennepin School District and the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education and six current and former students who were bullied. The 61-page agreement addresses harassment and discrimination of LGBT students and includes gender identity. The district will ban gay bashing and baiting and ban and track those who are harassed due to their perceived lack of gender conformity. The settlement includes $270,000 split equally between them. It also requires the district to have an outside equality consultant from the Great Lakes Equality Center and a Title IX coordinator to oversee harassment policies and check compliance. As Dylan, an Anoka High School ninth grader, puts it, every student deserves a good education. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Jug Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, The Doll, Alvion Arnell Davenport.
WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Next door house was hit, and I could feel that what's what they're feeling, because they're feeling this imminent threat.
Pakistani